This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new plan will guide the use of more than 650,000 acres of federal lands in eastern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Bureau of Land Management says the plan updates decades-old guidance focused on an area stretching from South Park to the Eastern Plains. It aims to balance resource development and protection while accounting for cultural values and environmental justice. Special recreation areas for mountain biking, rock climbing, and four-wheeling are covered in the plan. It also identifies about 60 miles of the Arkansas River and 8 Mile Creek in Phantom Canyon as a potential wild and scenic river, a status Congress ultimately confers. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A large dinosaur museum in Fruita is holding its monthly sensory night for people with sensory processing needs. This afternoon and evening, Dinosaur Journey will have exhibit lights dimmed and background noise and animatronics turned off. Museums can be overstimulating and overwhelming for people sensitive to light and sound. Some of those people include folks on the autism spectrum or those with developmental delays or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The museum, which houses more than 15,000 fossils, offers sensory nights on the second Monday of every month. Snowboarder Jake Cantor has been suspended by the U.S. ski and snowboard team following his arrest on domestic violence charges last month. Snowmass Village police arrested the 20-year-old after a woman claimed he threw her phone against a wall and pinned her to a bed. The incident allegedly happened shortly after Cantor finished last in his event at the Winter X Games in Aspen. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.